Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1394. What is the definition of monogamy? By Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to ORD. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator, wishing you a happy 4th of July if you are celebrating. Definitely an eventful day here in the U.S., so if you're listening from here, I really appreciate you taking time away from all the festivities. Now, I've got a post for you today from Evan Mark Katz. It's one that I'm excited to share from the advice column section of his website. So what I'll do is read the reader's question aloud first, and then his answer. Now, let's hop right into it and optimize your life. What is the definition of monogamy? By Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. Hi, Evan. I started dating this guy we met online about 6 weeks ago. Our first date was one of those dates where we just kept talking, and even though we met early, we ended up closing the bar. I only had 2 drinks. He followed up the next day and secured the second date within 2 days for the following weekend. Skip a few dates, we sleep together. After that happened, on our next date, which was a really romantic restaurant here in LA, I told him I need to know for my own health and safety that this is monogamous. He assured me it was. Fast forward 3 more weeks, he's been swamped with work, high-powered attorney at a huge firm, and our dates have become more like hangouts, and not as scheduled or formal due to his 100-hour work weeks. He calls me one night, we'd been communicating every day via phone and text, and says that a friend is coming to town this coming weekend, who he has hooked up with before, and staying with him. This is the man who is too busy to hang out the previous weekend. He went on to say that because he likes me and respects me, he wants to tell me that this might happen again. I brought up the monogamous conversation, and he said, I said it was monogamous unless I was going to sleep with someone else. For one, bull, I would have never continued that dinner if he had said that. However, am I in the wrong for telling him to lose my number and have a nice life? I'm of the mind frame that if a guy likes you, he only sleeps with you. Apparently, this girl's trip was planned prior to our meeting. However, since we aren't officially boyfriend-girlfriend, did I overreact? Should I respect that he told me beforehand? If she was planning on coming this whole time, why did he take me on such nice dates, meet my friends, and invite me to a wedding in 2 months? Thanks in advance. Jen. Leave it to a lawyer to parse the definition of monogamy. Your question is particularly interesting for 2 reasons. 1, you did the right thing by kicking him to the curb. 2, he isn't as entirely wrong as you think he is. To explain how I arrive at this conclusion, let me start with a story, one that I'm not sure I've told publicly before. I met my wife at a party in January 2007. We hooked up a few times before I was scheduled to take a short trip to San Francisco. I told her the main reason that I was going was to visit Steve, one of my closest friends from college. This was true. Sort of. I was going to stay with Steve, but I was also going to go on a long-awaited first date with Jill. Jill was, and is, a super cool chick with whom I'd been flirting for a few months. We bantered by email, chatted on the phone for hours, and talked about the excitement of meeting each other, as well as the possibility of a dreaded long-distance relationship. But that was just putting the cart before the horse. We hadn't even met yet. We put a date on the calendar. And before that date, I picked up my future wife at a party. You with me so far? Good. So, let's recap. Did I lie to the woman I was seeing to obscure the fact that I was going on a date in San Francisco? Absolutely. And it was perfectly defensible. The woman in LA was not my wife yet. She wasn't even my girlfriend yet. She was a woman I had met twice. As such, she didn't have any claims of exclusivity, and for that matter, I didn't have any right to expect her not to see any other men at that point. I went to San Francisco, had a great time, spent the night with Jill, and returned to LA. And while I definitely enjoyed my date, it wasn't so transcendent that I wanted to uproot my life to make things work. If I already lived in SF, I might have given it a shot. But driving 6 hours every other weekend, I just wasn't up for it. Instead, I continued to date the first woman in LA. I had absolutely no idea that she would become my girlfriend, much less my wife. End of story. Mostly. As it turns out, my wife was still dating on Match.com until we became exclusive, as she should have been. That's what you do until you are truly monogamous. Once you're monogamous, you stop seeing other people. That's where your guy messed up, Jen. That's why you were right to kick him to the curb. He said you were monogamous and then changed his mind. That's unacceptable, no matter how you slice it. So good riddance to him. However, don't get too high and mighty on him, because if he didn't say that you were monogamous, he wouldn't have done a single thing wrong. He would have been just like me in the story that I just told. He had a previous fling and plans on the books. He met and hooked up with another girl, which complicates things. He didn't want to cancel his plans with number one until he was sure about his feelings for you. All perfectly acceptable. If you're not exclusive, he has the right to do whatever he wants, as do you. Where you really lose me is in your final paragraph. Quote, "I'm of the mind frame that if a guy likes you, he only sleeps with you," end quote. Not remotely true. Quote, "Apparently, this girl's trip was planned prior to our meeting. However, since we aren't officially boyfriend and girlfriend, did I overreact?" End quote. You overreacted if you were just seeing him. You didn't overreact if you were monogamous. You somehow found space between monogamy and boyfriend-girlfriend. In my book, there is none. Moral of the story, if you claim to be monogamous, you should be in a secure relationship. And if you're not in a secure relationship, then don't go to bed. Problem solved. Quote, "Should I respect that he told me beforehand? If she was planning on coming this whole time, why did he take me on such nice dates, meet my friends, and invite me to a wedding in 2 months?" End quote. Because he wanted to. There's no reason a guy can't like or be attracted to or sleep with two women simultaneously. It's up to you whether that's okay with you or not. You just listened to the post titled, "What is the Definition of Monogamy?" by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And thanks a lot to Evan for this one. I really liked his approach here, and to me, it definitely provides a lesson for all of us, regardless of whether or not we're in a similar situation as Jen, wondering about monogamy. And that lesson is that none of our expectations or beliefs in relationships are of any true value until they're discussed. And the lack of that discussion is what hurts a lot of couples. We might have grown up around or been exposed to similar types of relationships, leading us to enter into relationships with a, you know, what feels like a pretty clear set of expectations, whatever they may be. But these preconceived notions are rendered invalid until they're actually talked about and each partner has an opportunity to be open about their beliefs, their needs, their boundaries, etc. So even if you come from a more conservative background in terms of relationships, there is no one set of rules that should be expected to be followed. Communication, intimacy, commitment, these things look different to everybody. And part of getting to know your partner the right way and expressing yourself to them the right way includes talking about these types of things, how they've existed for you in the past, how you'd like them to be now, and just discovering how that looks for the new life form that is your relationship. This definitely isn't something to sleep on, everyone, so if you need to have a talk about that or if it feels unclear, go do it now. We're done anyway. I hope you liked this episode, everybody. I sure did. It definitely prompted some important discussion. So thanks again to Evan. Thanks to all of you, And I will see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.